that members did try to read the report. I really did read the report. So we are on page one now. If there is anything that you want to correct, the first version of the report, we had some corrections to make, and this has been effected on page one. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm satisfied with page one. We can proceed to page two, because I'm not seeing hands. Page two, is there anything? Charlotte Vicky, the plural of forum is fora. Down at the bottom, last two sentences. Fora, yes. Not forum. It's fora. Page four. The first bullet will be predetermined objectives. If you read that up to sometimes an absence of supporting documents, then you can actually have another bullet there, starting with all indicators for program 2, 3, 4, and 5 will be audited. The office will also visit a number of units, including Wawawa, so that it is another bullet that way. In fact, it should be, the office should be another bullet as well. So you are going to have 5 bullets there. So it will be bullet number 1, bullet number 2, predetermined objectives, bullet number 3, all indicators for program 2, 3, 4, and 5 will be audited. Bullet number 5, the office will also visit a number of units until the end, so that it will be other bullets. Okay? Yes?
The first bullet under crime prevention, women, plural one, not women, should be ye.
Proceeding. We are on page 5.
Is there a difference between people smuggling and human trafficking? Smuggling someone and returning someone. Okay, got it.
Investigation of crime. Bullet number two under that, coordinated focus on apprehending and charging known, or it's correct, yeah.
The very last line, between crime intelligence, I think should be capital, and it says operate, there's so many divisions there, the capital B, I don't know why. Crime intelligence is a unit, so that should be CI, and operational divisions are not, so that the D should be small. Last sentence on page 5, correct?
Yep. First, human capital development, first bullet, the comma point, semicolon at the end needs to drop after skills. And then the same with plan. Oh, now I see you've got it here, you've got it throughout. Now ignore.
Anything on page 6?
Just a general comment. I think what Yando must just put the thing again through a spell check, but with UK English, then all these would come up.
Page 12.
thing, and I know it might be picked up in when they publish it in the ATC, but I would say, because we are talking here about the two different, we finish with secretariat and then immediately we start with observations. And somebody not reading properly might actually think we're busy with the secretariat. So what I want to suggest is that 6.1, that we increase the font size of Department of Police, so that it's just make it a bit more clearer. Then we can do the same when we get to the secretariat.
Now it says, members welcome the introduction of the new curriculum, which led to the extension of the basic training course. We can stop there. The process is to ensure that the courses are being offered effectively and that the integrity of training is maintained at all times. I think we should say something there. It should be honorable.
Jefferson, members raise concerns regarding the processes to ensure that courses are being offered effectively and that the integrity of training is maintained at all times. I think that's what happened. That's where we raise also the issue of the firearms training, etc.
Thank you.
Amen.
Appointment, you've got the bracket, you've got a, what do you call it, onalingsteken, and that needs to drop.
We are on page 20.
Third line on page 20, before the 70%, same story. Up already, she's got it. Just before other assets, it was stated that a number of improvements have been made in the SAPS management of this area, in this area, because of this area would mean a place. In this area is where we talk about the specific division. It was stated just above other assets. In the middle of the page is a bullet, other assets. Just above that, there's the second sentence above it. It was stated that a number of improvements have been made in the self-management in this area.
That would improvement, and I thought yours was in Afrikaans English. Now it feels like it is English. We're moving to page 22. I think I as an ICT, we need to put names there.
Of firearms, the total must come out. on that page you did say about the abbreviations, but that's, I think it, we must just, it's ICT, PCHEM, AFIS, CCTV, sorry, the other one? CTAS has been done. And I hope you know what they mean.
Should get that. I don't know what CETA stands for. We might probably have to reset. Yeah, we remove the IDC, IDF, whatever. Kalinem. Yes, honorable.
Just under expenditure of earmarking ring fence funds. Members have questions as to whether the department will spend the earmark funds for the integrated justice system and criminal justice system, full stop. Only 21.6% of the earmarked funds, because there's a comma at this stage, so the comma should actually be a full stop.
Okay, I agree. Okay, 25. Honorable Sophie.
I'm sorry, definitely it's because I wasn't excuse me, in the meeting. Still on page 24, paragraph one, after response of the department, the set paragraph after that, the department stated that generally they pay invoices within 30 days of receipt. Members should give the especially the last sentence that starts with members. Is specific date of this. Could that be clarified?
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the honourable member is correct. It might be because she wasn't in the meeting, but that becomes important now. Because we want people who haven't been in the meeting to read the report and understand what it says. You will remember Member Quilla Barnard raised issues around Durban Police Station. And then they said, if the member give them the specific information, they will follow it up. So I don't know how we can capture that.
You know where my predicament comes. It's as we've been going through the report, we've been referred as members, referring to members of the committee. And there again, it talks about members and somebody who wasn't in the meeting like myself, picking up this report wouldn't be sure of which members are being referred to here.
That members should give specific details and these will be followed up. The department stated that generally they pay invoices within 30 days of receipt. But is that correct?
Yes,
it's correct. Members should give specific details of late payments and these will be followed up. Committee members, you might say that.
I would suggest a bit of a rewrite of that one. Cited within 30 days of receipt. Where committee members have specific details of late payments, they must provide it to the department and these will be followed up. I think that just puts it better in context.
Come again.
Where committee members have specific details of late payments, they must provide this to the department and these will be followed up. That also addressed my concern after Honourable Poppy has raised the issue around that sentence is not in context. Now it's clearer that committee members had information.
So now committee members, if where committee members have specific details of late payment, these late payments, yes, this must be given to the department.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. On the first paragraph with regard to the basic service at police stations, I think we were not satisfied with the list that they have provided regarding the police stations. So I'm not sure as to whether maybe is it covered under this 90% or not.
think they provided the updated list in the answers. And I think that is why it just says the department has provided a list of all police stations.
Still with members. But still on page 26, reduction of targets. Sentence, the very first sentence is also so long, I'm trying to maybe shorten it, but I had a problem. And again, the second sentence on that very, no, that said actually, the sentence that is very long is short. I don't know how can we put it. And the third one, members stated that police, Warawara stated that I think that needs to be reviewed and maybe be rephrased. And maybe through Chairperson, request that as we go on with this report, maybe we are being consistent with the, I'm not sure whether it's not terminology. For instance, I picked up where we are using percentage. Ne? At times it's percentage as in percentage, and in some instances it's written in words. So I'm just requesting that maybe we be consistent.
Okay,
Chairperson, in that same paragraph, reduction of targets. Members raised concerns around the reason for reduction of targets. That's fine. These include the decision to reduce the target for reduction of to reduce the target and then take out for the reduction of contract run. The target take out for reduction, because it already says to reduce the target of contact crime. It must read of contact crime. From 7 to 10% per annum to 4 to 7% per annum in 2010-11. Full stop. And then I think take out and the low target set for reduction of reported serious crime. The reduction, can I reword it? That after we've put the full stop, the reduction of only 2% for serious crimes were also questioned. Was also questioned. For serious crimes was also questioned. Full stop. Then, members stated that a portfolio committee on police had in 2010-11, and then take out stated that it, just so that it read, members stated that the portfolio committee on police had in 2010-11 rejected the decrease of the target from 7 to 10% to 4 to 7%. Full stop. I think that will address Honourable Professor concern as well. Now, the next few sentences, I think, confuses a few issues. The one it does is the visible policing that we said, that you specifically, Chair, requested them to do a scientific study to see what are the lessons learned, best practices, etc. The other one was that we asked them how did they arrive at the new targeted figures. So, and if you read that, it's going both ways. And I would suggest after the 4 to 7% we have the full stop, then the committee stated that the department should do a proper scientific study and reasons, clear reasons should be provided on the basis for the reduction of this target. Full stop. So you take out conducted lessons learned to date and best international practice. I think that refers to the visible policing. So you can't, what lessons are you going to learn from stats for reduction of stats?
Okay. what is it that we achieved?
Can I be honest with you? I think that this whole thing is misplaced. The committee has stated the department should do a proper scientific study, conducted lessons learned to date and best international practice. If you take out that sentence completely, because it must come in, but that's not the space where it's supposed to be in. You just read the following. Had in 2010-11, the committee rejected the decrease of the target from 7% to 4.7%. Then, clear reasons should be provided on the basis for the reduction of this target. The committee is not concerned about who reduced the target, but rather on the reasons that supported the reduction of the target. And that sentence is the one that I'm now left out, is the one that refers to visible policing. That we said to them, you specifically said to them, they must do a study to see what are the best practices that they've found, what are the lessons that they've learned from visible policing, how are they going to address it? Because remember, this is about visible policing not having anything in their program. You still want a scientific study here as well?
Surely they must. Because if they must give us reasons as to why they are reducing these targets, they must base it on something. And we said they will definitely have to base it on scientific study. I mean, what is it that they've achieved? What has been the proper target here in the country? They've been implementing this target from 2004. They said up to 2014. And what is it that they've learned in that might influence their change from 7 to 10 to 4 to 7. But what are the best practices internationally? You know, we even refer to UK, for instance, and say, you're talking about best international practices, but UK might actually be talking something less than even 4 to 7. That probably might be talking about 2%. Why did we choose 4 to 7, not 3 to 7, not 2 to 6? Why? That is the reason. Yes?
I'm convinced. But then I still say then it should read after percent. We've got now a full stop, eh? Then we say the committee has stated that the department should do a proper scientific study, comma, take out conducted, because it doesn't fit in there. Lessons learned to date and best international practice. Clear reasons should be provided for the reduction of this target, not on the basis for the reduction of this target. Take out on the basis should be provided for the reduction of this target.
We proceeding.
Can I just check, did we capture the request somewhere in the report? I can't remember, that's why I'm asking. The request that they must do a visible policing study as well. Because we've also said that visible policing has been implemented since 2000. And did we capture that?
Page 27. Results
sentence after response by the department, you will remember that we specifically asked, I remember because it was me asking that question, the department stated that the 90-day period will start once the completed applications are received at station level. Because that was the issue.
And firearms members questioned what role members questioned the role the department will play.
We said that as well, that it's private firearms, it's not police firearms, privately owned firearms. The number of stolen privately owned firearms. That's why we asked him, how can you stop it? By the department and the border security, the third sentence, there are police still on the borderlines. There are still police on the borderlines as part of the rural safety strategy. Just move the still. Sorry, the response by the department and the border security. I'm just saying there are still police on the borderlines, not there are police still on the borderlines.
And the very first sentence of the department stated that the subs will still be present. Stated that. Okay. Page 29. Oh, honorable.
Before we move to page 29, crimes against children, that first sentence, members were concerned about the reduction of.
Okay, thank you. 29. Okay.
On the last bullet point, forensic science laboratory, retention of staff and expansion of services and reduction of backlogs. I think the members raised questions on the retention measures in place and delete to retain and put in the for skilled staff.
In the issue of abbreviations, FSL, GSPS, LIMS, I don't know what they mean. Some of them, at least, Forensic Science Laboratory, at least I know. Criminal Record Center, there's just a bracket missing, CRC, in front of the CRC. You see it? Ayanda? The heading, Forensic Science Laboratory, FSL, Criminal Record Center, there's a bracket missing. Yeah. And then IT, ICT, but we will do it earlier. But FSL, I don't, LIMS and GSPS, we haven't done. It's only the chair that knows what the marshals. Just on page 31 again, the response by the department, the last response by the department, service management divisions, the next sentence, they have diagnosed the environment. They have diagnosed problems in the environment or challenges in the environment. Page 31, the response by the department, the bottom response by the department. The third line. They have diagnosed the environment. They have diagnosed challenges in the environment. Okay. You've got it now, Jane. In the environment.
Measures, FSL security measures, response by the department. The department stated that a total of six criminal cases.
Six criminal cases?
Yeah. Before the DPP, yeah. And the investigations have been finalized. Yes. Members have questions, it is there. Okay. 34. mentioned the food security breaches, responses by the department, the last one, the last sentence, including the lack of fencing at once to remove the list at one national key point. Okay. Civilian Secretariat for Police. Members wanted to know whether transitional arrangements have been made with regard to the domestic violence act in terms of the responsibilities of the secretariat that they will take over from the independent complaints directorate. It's a long one. On page 35.
Members wanted to know whether transitional arrangements have been made with regard to the responsibilities around the Domestic Violence Act that will be taken over from the ICD, Independent Compliance Directors. I've got it. Shorter. I hope I can. Members wanted to know whether transitional arrangements have been made with regard to the responsibilities around the Domestic Violence Act that the secretariat will take over from the ICD and the Business Compliance Directorate. Is that better? Can I make a suggestion? I see that if you look at the next one, transitional arrangements on community police forums, it's not correct because it speaks about the Domestic Violence Act taken over from CPS. I think that whole paragraph is wrong. Can I change the sentence that I've just changed so that we combine those two? So that you have transitional arrangements around the Domestic Violence Act and community police forums, because it's basically the same thing that we're asking. Then members inquire about the transitional arrangements that have been made regarding the responsibilities for the Domestic Violence Act and the community police fora. That's it. Then we can drop that second bullet and the second paragraph.
Page is simply of the responsibility
I think we can, what we can do is to take that suggestion on board, is that I think we can also leave the committee noted that, because we, you know, we have it throughout, and just start with the secretariat intends to appoint a chief financial officer by end of December 2011 or early January. That's when they want to appoint, and then we said, the committee urged the secretary to appoint the CFO earlier than the stated months.
I'm just thinking, about, did we urge or recommend it? Strongly recommend.
Strongly.
I think that is safer. Strongly recommend it. But I couldn't catch up with your suggestion or recommendation.
I'm suggesting in the first sentence that we drop the committee noted that. And just start with the secretary intends to appoint a chief financial officer. Just for a change, because we've got the committee. The secretariat intends to appoint a chief financial officer by the end of December 2011 or early January 2012. The committee strongly recommended to the secretariat to appoint the CFO earlier than the stated months. Page 37, recommendations. Page 37, JavaScript reading. Yes. Page 37.
38 now.
Yes, sorry. The 37, the last bullet. I think we must be clear. In addition, the department must measure its targets on performance from the estimated baseline figures for the previous financial year. Estimated, because they won't have the auditor.
Okay. Come again, I want.
In addition, the department must measure its targets on performance from the estimated baseline figures for the previous financial year. I suggest that we phrase something around the review of visible sector policing here and the additional information required, and make it a new point. And I would suggest that we phrase it something like the department should conduct a review of visible policing. Ah, sector policing, sorry. Looking at challenges, best practices, and the rollout of sector policing. Because remember, they couldn't give us that either. Is that more or less what we want? I don't know. I'm just out of my head. I haven't written it down. Well, the department should conduct a review of sector policing, identifying the challenges and how to deal with those, comma, best practices, comma, lessons learned, and the rollout to outstanding police stations. 9, can I make the same suggestion, 7.2, larger type front so that we can clearly see we're talking about the secretariat now.
7.1.
Yeah, both of them. 7.1, 7.2, a larger type front so that it's clear. And the appointment of chief financial officer. The secretariat is recommended to consider appointment, just to be consistent with the change that we've made. Of the CFO earlier, full stop, I would say, not full stop, but take out the statements so that the appointee can be involved in the 2012-13 budget process. The secretariat is commended to consider appointment of the CFO earlier, so that the appointee can be involved in the 2012-13 budget process.
Even after saying the secretariat recommended, do we still say to consider?
Meaning they have a choice. Open it up so that they check all the legislations and they do it within that, because if we're giving it as an instruction. Yeah. And any appointment is considered.
Did they actually say that to you?
I don't know.
Because if they did, we've got to take it up with them at some point.
I don't remember.
The tables, but are you not that indicated when they, the tables, the cut off of the table at the right hand side, are you not that indicate when they publish in the ATC they will correct that?
Before we move to page 10, the third paragraph from the bottom, in response to concerns that the staff will be spending, I'm not sure, is the workshop, is it double T workshop? Is it double P or one P, single P?
No, it is correct, but I mean it's not the best word to use. I wonder whether we could not change the word to be informed or trained on various issues such as ethics and risk management, or be made aware, trained on various issues such as police and security, as well as compliance. Yeah, trained.
Thank you.
take of all of them. The last statement says the Othello Committee of Police and all the practice of the
what you want to do. If you want to go straight to the field again, or you can be an attorney, a candidate attorney.
Welcome to this.
I don't like practice.
You don't like practice?
I don't like practice.
What do you commissioner?
Commissioner.
Now, thank you very much. Let us welcome the honorable member who is just here to assist us. We needed one person in order for us to adopt the report. Welcome. Couldn't have been any other person other than a member from my group to come and assist. we have the report here in front of us, the report of the Portfolio Committee on Police on Budget Vote 25 of the Department of Police for 2011. I will allow members of different parties to and their views on this one. It's two processes. First is the adoption of the report, which needs the majority, and of course the statement that says the Portfolio Committee on Police supported the budget allocation of the Department of Police for 2011. So I think we'll have to talk on these two. Can I then allow Honorable Annelies on behalf of the ANC, then I'll go to Honorable Swati.
Chairperson, on behalf of the ANC, we would like to say that we support the budget of the police fully and that we move for the adoption of the report.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. On behalf of the DA, we actually second the proposal. Thank you.
Thank you very much. very much. We therefore take that. Therefore, the report of the Committee on Police is as such adopted and supported. We'll move on to the report of the Independent Complaints Directorate. It's the two issues, again, as I indicated, is the support of the adoption of the report and the support of the budget itself.
Thank you very much. On behalf of the DA, after we have actually corrected some of the recommendations and some of the things in the report, we actually accept the report. Thank you.
Chairperson, we would then, the ANC would then second the motion for the adoption of the report and the budget.
Thank you very much. And therefore, the report of the Portfolio Committee on Police on Budget Vote 23 of the Independent Complaints Directorate is indeed adopted and the budget supported. And thank you very much, Member. Thank you very much, Honorable Member. Thank you. We are now, you've signed our attendance, okay? We therefore are about to close the meeting. Can I request the members of the ANC just to remain behind for 2 minutes and the meeting stands adjourned. Thank you very much.